Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So you're going to hear a term, anti-mask radicalization. And so this is a term that's going to come up because somebody is starting to tally all the deaths or stabbings or shootings that have happened from people who have been ordered by their governor or public officials to do a mask mandate. And then they subsequently become victims of horrendous crimes. And rather than society looking at the mask mandates and rather than looking at how it's dangerous to put employees into a situation where they have to enforce a fake law, they are calling on the radicalization to be addressed when it comes to the mask issues, when we really need to address the mental health issues in this country, the mental health tendencies that sadly people get when they are rejected, when they are ordered to do something they don't want to do, when they have to put something on their face. And I can't stand, I don't want to see any more people die of COVID, but I definitely don't want to see any more people die just because they had to ask somebody to wear a mask and they probably didn't even want to be in that position to begin with. So the latest killing actually happened in Germany. And this is just starting to be the straw that breaks the camel's back, I think, for a lot of us. Like, when does this stop? So apparently there was a gentleman that walked into a gas station. It looks like a real nice gas station. By the way, I don't know if you've ever driven in the Autobahn in Germany. We did. You would think you'd get to drive 150 miles an hour. Our rental car didn't drive that fast. We basically drove a little bit over, you know, any sort of suggested speed limit. But I got to tell you, the roads are really nice in Germany and the gas stations are nice. I mean, I was really impressed with Germany. But apparently, there was a young gas station clerk who asked a customer to wear a face mask. So a 49-year-old German man, I believe, left the store, decided to come back and shoot him dead. All he wanted to do was buy some beer. But he said he, quote, acted out of anger, and he ended up being a killer after being refused service for not wearing a mask. He further stated during interrogation that he rejected the measures against coronavirus. So he's somebody who somebody would say is anti-mask. Now, in Germany, there is a requirement to wear masks in stores. They are doing that to slow the spread of the virus. And the suspect had left the gas station after the dispute, returned a half hour later. He was wearing a mask, but then shot the 20-year-old clerk in the head. So I don't know where we're going to go with this. I know somebody will say, Dr. Dahlia, this is just a one in a million. You know, not everybody's getting shot or stabbed. But how many have we had? All right, if the whole point of our COVID public health sort of narrative is, look, we want to save lives, we can't do that putting other people's lives at risk. And we're going to talk again about what happened with the Spanish flu, because apparently we are surpassing the death rate in America from the Spanish flu. And mind you, during the Spanish flu, we had much less Americans in the country. And the mask mandates were a little mixed in certain parts of the country. And in fact, in New York, they didn't mandate them. And New York ended up having less death rates than other states. And I'm not saying we get rid of the masks. What I'm saying is stop the mandates. Stop forcing young 20-year-olds, 16-year-olds, now some of these stores are hiring 14-year-olds, and don't put a little 110-pound 14-year-old that might not be halfway through puberty in a position where they have to accost a 6'2", 300-pound man and tell him, you need to wear a mask and cover your face. You know, if the state wants to have these rules, then they enforce them. If a city wants to have rules, they enforce them. But you can't force these young employees or these young innocent workers who don't, a lot of them don't even want to be at work. That's why we have such a labor shortage. You can't force them to be in a position of danger. And again, I'm not convinced that these masks are, you know, have been keeping COVID at bay. We've been in masks now for 20 months. I don't see the numbers going, I mean, maybe the numbers of this next wave are going down. So we're also going to be talking about this issue where BLM has been protesting in front of Carmine's in New York. Very famous restaurant. And apparently, allegedly, what happened is a few women tried to come in to eat. They were asked to show their vaccine passports. Some ruckus happened. And apparently some slurs might have been said. Somebody might not have believed their vaccine cards. And a refusal of service has now turned into a huge, you know, race crime that again, should have never happened. Nobody should be turning anybody away from a restaurant. Nobody should be picking and choosing who gets to sit there and eat, depending on whether their card is fake or not. It looks not fake or looks fake. It's an absolute mess. And so we're going to be talking about that in a little bit and how I think we're putting a lot of businesses, employees, customers in danger. And we're discriminating, we're biasing, and I still have not been convinced that all these measures are worth the stabbings, the shootings, the fights, the race wars, the discrimination, the bigotry. I mean, BLM in New York had I think Instagrammed or tweeted that these vaccine passports better not be the modern day Jim Crow. We're going to talk about that in a second, but you know, come on, people, let's start to reevaluate what we're doing here. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So as I'm licensed in multiple states throughout the country, I am starting to see an uptick in asthma. I'm seeing the wheezing, I'm seeing the shortness of breath, and whether it's because kids are going back to school or because of COVID or cough and cold season, I'm noticing we're in asthma season. One of my favorite drugs, by the way, to use is Symbicort. I've been a big fan of AstraZeneca because they made Symbicort, which is one of my go-tos, but they also have some great new medications coming around the bend as well. But what we want to talk today is about peak week when it comes to asthma. And joining us is Dr. Jamie Rutland, the triple board certified physician in internal medicine, pulmonary, and critical care. He's an expert in asthma and a national volunteer spokesperson for the American Lung Association, as well as Jennifer. Jennifer is someone who is currently living with severe asthma. So, Dr. Rutland, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us this morning.
Wow. Well, we appreciate all that you guys do to, you know, help, you know, spread awareness. So, doctor, tell us what you're seeing in terms of asthma.
You know, again, what you're seeing right now is you're seeing a lot of patients that have severe asthma. And again, asthma management has evolved over the course of time, going from localized therapy now to more molecules that inhibit certain types of cytokines that are produced secondary to the presence of antigens. And when you look at the most common month that people actually present to us, it's actually in September, right? That's why you have peak week in September. It's usually that second or third week of September when kids are going back to school, bringing home those respiratory viruses to their parents who already have asthma and allergies to a lot of the antigens in the air, which leads to more inflammation and that asthma attack.
And I think a lot of people underestimate, too, that we have allergies, not just in the spring, but in the fall, certain grasses and trees and weeds and things like that that happen.
Yeah, you hit that nail on the head with that one. You're exactly right. Again, there are a lot of grasses and trees in the fall. And again, this in combination with the respiratory viruses, whether it's influenza, whether it's a coronavirus, whether it's a rhinovirus, all of these things lead to aggravated bronchioles, aggravated airways that lead to people presenting to me with asthma and asthma attacks.
And with your critical care background, Dr. Rutland, how many of your COVID patients, or shall we say, how many of your asthma patients did you notice played a big role in terms of their COVID severity?
You know, that's an interesting question. Again, when you look at the data or the suggestion by the CDC, they suggested that asthma was a significant risk factor for SARS-CoV-2 infection and the presentation of severe COVID-19. I think the real thing that actually happened was people who had uncontrolled asthma were seriously at risk. People whose asthma was controlled did a lot better. And I think it's important to understand when you think about controlled asthma, we have to have a measure of measuring uncontrolled asthma. And if you go to www.breakthecycle.com, we have a resource called the AirQ questionnaire, which helps people understand if their asthma is under control. Not only that, but also on this website, you have a physician locator, which allows patients to place their zip code, and then they can understand who are the experts in their area to treat asthma and severe asthma. And I think that's important.
I love it. You know, there was a child that was taken care of by a physician who had died of severe asthma, and I'm going to want to talk to Jennifer about her story. But this child was apparently only given an albuterol inhaler, a bronchodilator, and ended up dying Christmas time. And what we learned, or what I assumed happened, was the parents weren't bringing their child in every season. The parents, you know, probably, you know, got a refill during the summer for an inhaler when they thought the child was fine, and they didn't realize that there was a preventative course, or there's that asthma is a disease that needs to be managed year round, even if you don't need to be on all the medications throughout the year.
Yeah, you know, people don't understand. Asthma is chronic inflammation. It's autoimmune inflammation. I call it the world's oldest interstitial lung disease, which means inflammation in the pipes that carry air to the lungs. That inflammation doesn't go away. So when people say things like my asthma is acting up, or, you know, my asthma is not doing very well right now, that common language, but the pathophysiology of asthma, that inflammation is always present. So it is of the utmost importance that people maintain themselves on medicines, as you suggested earlier. They maintain themselves on those inhaled corticosteroids. They maintain themselves on other controller medications, because if those controller medications aren't doing the trick, that's severe asthma. And that requires different types of therapies in the long run. And I want people to be educated and understand what they're going through. And that's why I believe in the Break the Cycle campaign.
So true. So true. Jennifer, you've been battling severe asthma. Talk to us about your story.
Oh, gosh. You know, it's been a struggle, and each week sort of brings its own sets of challenges depending on what season it is. But it's hard. You've got to check the weather, check the pollen count. If it's too hot, you know, making sure I have a way to cool down. If it's too cold, it'll trigger my asthma. just this week, actually, peak week, has been really difficult. I left my window open, and the smoke finally cleared in our area. And unfortunately, the pollen count was a little high, and it triggered my asthma. I was really struggling, and I had to get in to see my doctor. It's this constant ebb and flow of changing and canceling plans and rescheduling, and it's really hard. Last week, actually, I had to cancel plans with some girlfriends. We were going to go to an outdoor concert, and unfortunately, that night, I saw the pollen count. It was going to be really high, and there was some smoke in the air, and I knew that if I went, I was going to have an exacerbation, and I had to make the difficult decision to cancel plans. And, you know, it's a constant living with this disease, but my motto really is one day at a time, just because you have to be so flexible when it comes to this disease.
Absolutely. And before the vaccines came out, did you get affected by COVID, or were you able to stave that off?
No, we've been extra cautious, you know, wearing our masks, socially distancing, not taking unnecessary risks. And I haven't had to deal with that.
Thank God. Good, good. You know, as Dr. Rutland had, you know, discussed, you know, one thing I noticed is, you know, people who are very diligent with their care, you know, breaking the cycle, shall we say, they do seem to fare better. It's the ones who have sadly neglected themselves or haven't had access to care. Those are the ones that sadly, I think, got hit even harder. Dr. Rutland, yeah, talk to us about break the cycle.
Yeah, exactly. You hit it on the head with that again. You're exactly right. Break the cycle. So what break the cycle actually represents is that we all have to understand that people living with the reality of asthma puts them in a cycle of making daily adjustments to reduce triggers, as Jennifer has mentioned. And she's doing everything she can to avoid her next attack. Mm-hmm. So when you look at peak week and really beyond peak week, we have to discuss asthma immunology with your doctor and consider a management plan that's effective for you. And if you visit www.breakthecycle.com, you're going to find the resources that allow you to do just that. It allows you to understand the control of your asthma with the AirQ questionnaire and understand the experts in the area with the physician locator tool. So I think that this concept is extremely important so that patients can be educated and understand what their lungs are going through so that we can treat them best and they can visit with us. And I know access is an issue. And as somebody who cares a lot about that, this is something where we both have to do our homework. Not only do physicians have to be more active at finding these patients and treating these patients, but patients also have to come to the realization that that wheeze and that cough is significant, and they need to seek out medical advice and opinion so that way they can be treated appropriately.
So true, so true. Next time, if we have time, I definitely want to talk about the biologics that are being used for asthma. Pretty, pretty cool topic. So, Jennifer, Dr. Rutland, how can people find out more information?
Go to www.breakthecycle.com for those resources. And when you go to, when you read those resources, you'll be able to understand what it is you're going through and how best to handle future management strategies.
Love it. Jennifer, thank you so much.
If you want to talk biologics, we can do that anytime.
Yes, yeah, that it's fascinating what we're able to do right now. Asthma isn't just all about an inhaler. Jennifer can tell you that. Jennifer, God bless you for everything you've been through, and thank you for sharing your story. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, Dr. Rutland, take care. I know you've been busy. Hang in there. All right, guys, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FDA scientists are refusing to take a stand on Moderna's coronavirus booster shot. They wrote two-dose vaccines still provide enough protection against death or serious diseases. House Democrats have some critical decisions to make in the coming days about President Biden's agenda. That's how House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened a briefing on Tuesday, Pelosi saying she's trying to carry out President Biden's domestic agenda by not only passing a bipartisan infrastructure bill, but the Democrats' budget bill as well.
We would are very grateful to our president for saying, I want to pass the bipartisan legislation on infrastructure, but I will not confine my vision for the future to what can be in that bill. Hence, we need the Build Back Better.
This is USA Radio News. A whistleblower from Pfizer is speaking out.
Project Veritas has posted four videos as part of its Expose Pharma series on COVID-19 vaccines and vaccine mandates. On October 6th, they posted part five. The video is going viral on the Internet, unlike other Project Veritas videos in the COVID-19 vaccine investigative series. This one did not involve the use of a hidden camera and interview of somebody without their knowledge. This video involves a sit-down video of a Pfizer employee turned whistleblower.
But I'm just one person, one face of many of your employees who are willing to fight this and reveal to the world what's going on.
They've used cells from aborted fetuses.
Yes.
And they don't want the public to know that.
Yes. And they're denying our religious exemptions at Pfizer.
Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau with that report. Former President Barack Obama set to hit the campaign trail for Democratic nominee for Governor Terry McAuliffe in Virginia. USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I just saw Cruella. I don't know why it took me so long to see it. I think it's just because I've been trying to catch up and I've been just too busy to watch TV. I thought Emma Stone did a fantastic job. I thought she did a great job with Cruella. I don't really remember ever watching the 101 Dalmatians, so I didn't realize there was that connection. Because I'm like, wow, Disney uses a lot of Dalmatians. It's not that he uses a lot of Dalmatians, he uses a lot of dogs in his stories. Also, a parent always dies. I think there's always a dead parent in all his Disney movies. Usually the mom. Remember, the mom was dead in Aladdin. Nemo the mom died. In Mufasa, the mom was alive. Not Mufasa. In Lion King, the mom was alive, but the dad died. Bambi, the mom dies. Oh, I hope I don't ruin that any for you all. So, you know, Disney is interesting. We kind of spoke about that. I think, you know, he had a very close relationship with his mother, and I think he blamed his mother's death on, he had some workmen help her with, I think, her furnace, and then something happened, and there was a fire, and she became very ill after that fire, and I think he always blamed himself. So that's why there's always a tribute to his mom, in a way, by the mom dying, or the mom being dead, or a parent being dead in the movies. So, interesting. But, you know, Disney, growing up watching Disney, I liked some of the Disney movies. I don't really remember Dumbo. I wasn't really big on cartoons. I have to admit, I didn't like cartoons. I really liked Sesame Street puppets. I liked Electric Company, and I liked Sesame Street, especially Grover and Cookie Monster and Ernie. Cartoons, I just didn't like. It was a show. It was a book. I just wasn't that into cartoons. I really wasn't. Maybe Tom and Jerry was okay, but. But the one thing that did bother me with the cartoons is you saw the beautiful Cinderella, you know, with the very small waist and the big long skirt. And I think when I was little, I was watching maybe Cinderella, and my older sister was next to me. And I go, I want to look like that, because she was blonde. I always wanted to be blonde, because apparently I was blonde as a baby, lost the blonde, hair went dark, just like my kids were blonde, and they ended up having dark hair. So I'm like, wait a second, how come I don't get to stay blonde? So I said I want to look like her, and I think my sister said, you're never going to look like her. I mean, not going to happen. And I found it really, really difficult to look at a character that I'm never going to get to look like. It's just, you know, like celebrities, all right? They're in a whole different world. They're in a whole different class. And that just bothered me, because I really wanted to be Cinderella. I thought it was cool. There was a handsome prince. You had some cool horsies. You got to go to a big, beautiful dance, you know, ball. I thought that was really, really cool. But that wasn't going to be for me. But the one thing Disney did do is put a lot of unrealism, lack of practicality in terms of what girls were supposed to be like, guys were supposed to be. So you're expecting chivalry, you know, you're expecting, you know, all sorts of things. Like, you're going to be a princess, you're going to be treated like a princess, and that just doesn't happen. Well, separate from Disney, there were some other cartoons. There were some other sort of characters out there. And one was Jessica Rabbit. Now, I don't remember watching Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I think I was in school at the time. But I remember that in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, it was part cartoon, part real life, and the woman had really big boobies. And I guess that's Jessica Rabbit. And she was supposed to be sultry, and she was supposed to be very voluptuous or whatever. Well, I'm not really sure what happened, but apparently in Disney and Who Framed Roger Rabbit, I guess, combined. And I don't really think Roger Rabbit was originally a Disney film. Correct me if I'm wrong. So there's been this ride with Disney, and it's not an adult ride. It's in the Toontown where the little kids go. And so as Disney is starting to revamp and fix some of the culturally insensitive aspects of some of the rides, like Splash Mountain and Jungle Cruise, somebody probably raised their hand and said, what are we doing about Jessica Rabbit's boobies? So apparently she's getting covered up. So they're also getting rid of this whole damsel in distress. So according to the San Bernardino County Sun, the Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin ride, it's called Cartoon Spin Ride, is being updated. And they're taking her, apparently she's in the trunk. You see her in the trunk of a car that needs to be rescued. And they're removing that and they're putting dip instead. Now, not tobacco dip, but a couple of barrels that are supposed to be like cartoon paint thinner or something like that. So they're getting rid of that. And then what they did is they empowered her by saying she's going to run a PI business, an investigations business. And then they dress her up in a trench coat. Now, she's still curvy, but they throw a hat on her to kind of help distract from those bedroom eyes, and they put the coat on so you don't see cleavage. And so they basically, in one fell swoop, empowered women to own their own business, got rid of the damsel in distress, and covered up her boobies and a skirt that hiked all the way up to her pubis. And so, you know, apparently Disney is getting a lot of slack for this one. And I don't know what to think, because I just don't see it. I just don't see how, you know, you can, once you see that Jessica Rabbit might be inappropriate, I think you're going to see along a whole line. Once you look through that lens, I think there's a lot of things at Disney that might not seem appropriate. In fact, I don't know if you've read up on all the old sort of analyses of Disney movies, where many of them come from stories where there was rape, there was incest, orgy, things like that. And so Disney Disneyfied them, but that a lot of these stories had origins that were very non-culturally sensitive, shall we say. And so I don't believe young kids in Toontown should see a Jessica Rabbit, you know, and, you know, her, I don't know, lap dance look that she has. I really believe that if you are going to use her for an adult ride, not, you know, for Toontown. But if you are going to do that, all right, I get the trench, I get that. But I just don't see where it's going to stop. Mind you, any culturally insensitive things need to be addressed. We can't be perpetuating any sort of racism or any inappropriate stereotypes. But the whole female with the bodice and the hourglass figure and the lavish gowns and the idea of, you know, you need to be rescued and the prince, and I just foresee that Disney is going to be criticized for a whole bunch of things. And I love the park. I think the Matterhorn is great. I love Space Mountain. I thought Pirates of the Caribbean was fantastic. But there's a scene in Pirates of the Caribbean where they are auctioning off women. And one woman is dressed like all in red and very pretty, and the other ones are, you know, that's a pretty serious scene in the Pirates of the Caribbean. I wonder if they're going to address that. Not that it needs to necessarily be addressed. I mean, I think people need to realize that this sort of stuff happened. I think kids need to understand that when they're old enough, that bad things happened. There was rape, there was slavery, there were killings, there was, starving cats. But I just can see that Disney is going to probably have to renovate a lot more once somebody uses that lens and sees, wait a second, if you covered up Jessica Rabbit's boobies, you're going to probably have to do this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I saved plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you thought I had a heck of a time trying to convince my patients to get colonoscopies, you ain't seen nothing yet. The most difficult screen or suggestion and an evaluation for prostate cancer risk, way beyond, I received so much pushback from that, so much more than colonoscopies. And when I would sit down with my patients and ask, look, why? You know, prostate cancer, it's really hard to follow. You won't know you have it until it's too late. Why not? And
And they said because they were worried about the consequences of getting it treated. You know, they were worried about being uncomfortable or erectile dysfunction. And I think that has been pushing off a lot of people to actually get screened early, and they could avoid a lot of those symptoms if it is found early. So joining us next is Dr. Ian Thompson from Texas Urology Group, who's going to talk to us about the importance of early detection of prostate cancer. Dr. Thompson, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today in collaboration with Boston Scientific to discuss this important subject of early detection and screening for prostate cancer.
Well, yes, absolutely. Thank you. Thanks to Boston Scientific for all they do for the health industry. Talk to us about, it's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. So you deal with prostate cancer a lot. How common is it?
So prostate cancer is the most common cancer in American men other than skin cancer, and nearly 250,000 new cases of prostate cancer will be diagnosed in the United States this year alone. So it's pretty common.
Wow. And is it genetic, or are there certain activities that men do that could put them at higher risk?
For the most part, there's not a whole lot of, you know, from an activity standpoint that put them at higher risk, but it's mostly genetics. From a, you know, family history can play a role, and sometimes they can just occur in men that don't have a family history. Mm-hmm. So it's where cells just develop, you know, cancer there.
I'm glad you said that, because there's been a lot of debate on sexual activity, masturbation, and link to prostate cancer risk, and I think the studies are still mixed, so I don't think the jury's out yet. And so it's one of those things where we can't tell you to do something or to not do something when it comes to that.
Correct. Right.
Yeah. So in terms of the screening, I know that, you know, screening PSAs have been controversial, and we have had updated guidelines. What are you recommending for your patients?
So the guidelines now are men between 55 and 69 years of age are the men that benefit the most for prostate cancer screening, and screening activity includes that PSA blood test and a digital rectal exam. And so those are the current guidelines.
Perfect. And with African-American men, are they able to get their screening a little sooner?
That's a great point. They are. And so that age range of benefit for screening is tailored based on the man's risk. So they're African-American, which we know has a higher risk of developing prostate cancer. They have a family history of prostate cancer. Also, we know that men that have a family history of ovarian cancer or breast cancer and the women in their family, that can influence their risk of developing prostate cancer as well. So based on all that information, they may want to start screening 50, 45 years of age. That's a decision to be made with a doctor.
Absolutely. Yes, many of my patients think that if there is a BRCA gene mutation or breast cancer or ovarian cancer, it's just a girly issue. It doesn't extend to them, and it can. BRCA gene mutations can affect men's cancer risk.
Correct. Exactly.
Well, you know, you have a fantastic tool in your medicine bag when it comes to prostates and treatment and relief during treatment and radiation. Talk to us about that.
Yes. So SpaceOAR Hydrogel is a newer tool that we have in our toolbox to help men undergoing treatment for prostate cancer with radiation. You know, when you talked about the reticence or the reluctance that many men have to even seeing the doctor or getting screened for prostate cancer, they go far beyond and think about all the side effects. But the important thing to know is that we are getting better and better about treating prostate cancer in a way that also helps, that we can also mitigate or reduce the side effects. And one of those tools is the SpaceOAR Hydrogel, so that men undergoing radiation, we can do a small, minimally invasive, short procedure. It takes about 20 minutes. It could be done in clinic, where we can place a small needle and inject this hydrogel that creates a larger space between the prostate and the rectum, so that when the men are undergoing radiation, it really reduces the effects of the radiation on the rectum. And that hydrogel will reabsorb within 6 months after the treatment is with the radiation is completed, and most men are able to get back to their activities very soon after they have the hydrogel placed, and it helps reduce those long-term side effects that can come with radiation treatment.
It makes perfect sense. You know, it's interesting. People think we doctors are rocket scientists, and some doctors believe they are, but honestly, we use basic mechanics. We use basic plumbing. We use shock absorption. I mean, these are basic concepts we use in medicine that are brilliant, and I love the idea that it creates that temporary space, because much of the irritation and inflammation, you know, comes from that, you know, that radiation inflammation and the friction, or the proximity between tissues. So it and you're definitely seeing with patients some good results.
Yes. The data show that we can see up to nearly an 80% reduction in some of those side effects to the rectum after placing that hydrogel. So I think it's a great option for those properly selected patients once having that conversation with their physician.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so how do you make the decision of using radiation versus a prostatectomy? Do most radiation treatments now are they more first line, or are there some cases where the prostate just has to be removed?
So it's really the complex conversation. A lot of it depends on the patient's age. What are their other medical health issues? What's their life expectancy? Even what kind of work do they do? You know, can they take off time to have surgery and be down and recover from that? Or can they even have time to go through a course of radiation treatment? What are their motivations and concerns about quality of life things? And it's weighing out those potential side effects of the treatment options and the with their specific disease, pathology, and finding what's going to be the best for them long term. And sometimes there are patients that may have to have surgery and then later have radiation. So it just depends.
Okay. What is amazing, though, is the earlier prostate cancer is caught, the higher survival rate. And I get frustrated when I see a lot of primary care doctors say, oh, your PSA is normal because it's 3.5. And my question is, well, what was it 6 months ago, or what was the PSA a year ago? So even if somebody's had a normal PSA, keep that value so you could compare it to see if there's a rise later.
Exactly. And then the age, because we know a PSA of 4 or 5 in an 80-year-old or a 70-year-old guy is not as concerning as in a 45 or a 50-year-old guy, for instance. So it is important to interpret those and keep an eye on them over a period of time.
Absolutely. Dr. Thompson, how can people find out more information on the hydrogel?
So spaceor.com, spaceor.com. is a great place to find information about the hydrogel, about prostate cancer in general. It can also, if you're a man under, you know, having, facing this question of treatment options for prostate cancer, they can actually help you find a doctor that you can meet with and learn more about SpaceOAR and other treatment options. So.
Yeah. Well, SpaceOAR sounds fantastic. Thank you. I, you know, man, I wish I had something similar for me and my ovaries. Dr. Thompson, love having you on. Can't wait to have you back.
I'm great. Thanks so much.
You too. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.